Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 160 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 17th March 2024. St. Patrick's Day, and that was When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, played for a Pride of Erin waltz by Gordon Shand and his band on Cayley Round the Steeple from 2001. Our first dance is going to be the 24-bar jig for two couples, St. Patrick's Day, from RSCDS Book 3. A strange little dance, with a note against it that in the spring of 2008, the RSCDS were considering revising it. But it seems nothing has come of that. Ones and twos dance half right hands across in four bars, finishing in the centre for half a pouce set back to place. Since half right hand across usually take two bars, you would have six bars, which is almost enough to dance a proper pouce set. However, then, ones lead down the middle and back, then dance another half right hand across in four bars to change places and turn partner one and a half to finish 2-1 on own sides. At only 24 bars long, I'm not surprised that it is a candidate for revision. The recording is Bobby Crow and his band with the name tune by Neil Gow. Thank you. Bobby Crowe played St. Patrick's Day, then Father O'Flynn, Biddy the Bowl Wife, and the Rakes of Kildare, all traditional. A little bit of trivia for you. Big Bertha was born in Ireland on 17th of March 1945 and held two Guinness World Records. She was the oldest cow recorded, dying just 3 months short of her 49th birthday. And she also held the record for lifetime breeding, having produced 39 calves. She lived at a farm near Sneem in County Kerry and became a local celebrity, helping to raise large sums for charity, appearing at cattle fairs and leading the St. Patrick's Day parade, when her owner would feed her whiskey to steady her nerves at the noise. I expect Bertha would prefer a clover field, and the Irish Clover is our next dance, a 3x40 Strathbay by Victor Lehman in 2020. Two's are the dancing couple. They dance half a reel of four with first corners to lines across, ladies at the top, where they all set and link for three. Then set and link for three on the sides, and twos dance half a reel of four with second corners. Everyone is back home. Twos dance round each other and then turn two hands to face first corners for half a reel of four. Repeat with second corners to 3-2-1 all on opposite sides. All turn one and a half to own side, and twos followed by threes dance down through the ones and cast up to 2-3-1. The recommended recording is Swithland Woods by David Cunningham and his band from the Leicester Silver Collection. Thank you. David Cunningham played Mrs. Ashworth Strathspey by Bob Shakespeare, Graham Hamilton of Glenwood by Brian Hamilton, and Castle Spiney by James Scott Skinner. Down to the south coast now for the Cork Hornpipe, which is a two-couple reel by John Mitchell. Another dance with a variation on a quick-time poussette. This one 6 bars, followed by a right-hand turn to finish on the centre line, 2-1, with ladies facing down. Reel of 4, then balance, half-turn, balance, three-quarter turn. The dance began with 2s leading 1s down the middle and 1s leading back. This recording for Maureen's Reel by Nicol and the Glen Craig Band is 8 times through, beginning with the Cork Hornpipe. McLaren and the Glen Craig Scottish Dance Band played the Cork Hornpipe, Gordon's Favourite by Ronnie Cooper, Da 60 Fathom Reel by Alex Cowper, and The Fencing Post by Ronnie Cooper. Time for a medley from Francis Waldeck when he was on one of his wandering tours, this one from the Danube to the Liffey, and the dance is the Irish Washer, referencing the washing machine in their Dublin flat after 9 days of travelling. As a dance, twice in Strass Bay and twice in Jig, it is unusually longwise, not square. Or cross, set, half right hand across, and set. Ones and fours now in the middle, half figure of eight through the ends. Those on the first corner diagonal dance half right shoulder reel of four. Then those on the second corner diagonal dance half left shoulder reel of four. Ones and fours turn left hand on the sides, while twos and threes turn partner left hand for four bars. All set, right shoulder back and chase one place clockwise. Cross right hand and chase one more place. 3, 1, 4, 2. No recording for this, so I've chosen The Oregon Run by the Deirdre Adamson Quartet. Those were four traditional tunes from Deirdre Adamson on Come More Scottish Country Dancing: Orange and Blue, The Keel Row, Hot Punch, and the Athlone Jig. Now, another dance simply called St. Patrick, a three-couple reel for a three-couple set by Michael Briggs, first dance on the 17th of March 2002. The dance begins with three hands of a snowball chain to 2-3-1 with twos and ones on opposite sides, and all set. Then threes of the dancing couple, reels of three on the sides, corners pass and turn, and the last eight bars involve everyone moving to end again 2-3-1. A good recording to use for this is Marian Anderson's one for my dance, History in the Making. Recording from Marian and her band began with St. Ninian's Isle by Ronnie Cooper. Then they played Paddy on the Railroad, followed by Jim Scott, Petty Officer First Class by Muriel Johnston.
Are you looking for a new CD to listen to? Are you a keen dancer and looking for a new dance? Or perhaps a whole book of new dances? Then look no further. Amanda Peart runs the Sunday Class website and has a large range of stock for you to browse, featuring CDs from many well-known bands like Jim Lindsay, Marian Anderson, The Glen Craig, and many more. She also stocks books of dances from the UK, North America, Australasia, and Europe, as well as some CDs you might just want to sit and listen to from artists like singer Alex Hodgson and instrumentalist Heather Cameron. All CDs and books can be paid for securely via PayPal using a debit or credit card. Or you can contact Amanda by email with a special order. And why not take advantage of the free shipping on offer just now too? What are you waiting for? Get yourself online to thesundayclass.org.uk. That's thesundayclass.org.uk.
For an 8-time Strathspey, I was torn between the Glens of Antrim and Kilkenny Castle. Both wonderful recordings, and this time I've gone with Kilkenny Castle, as this dance by Bill Forbes flows beautifully. I'm sure I've told you before, but the dance was written for a furlong's holiday to Kerry, and upon visiting Kilkenny Castle and hearing of the ghost of Petronella, the dance was altered to include that figure. The original tune is by Frank Reid, also present on the holiday. I do have the Frank Reid Band recording, but prefer this one by Nicol McLaren. Thank you. 8 tunes from Nicol and the Glen Craig Band, Kilkenny Castle, The Nameless Lassie, Mrs. Hamilton of Pencaitland, Neil Gow's Lamentation for Sir James Murray of Aberkearney, Roseacre, Miss Laura Andrew, The Weeping Birches of Kilmorock, and John Roy Lyle. Jig time again, and this is Irish in the Rain by Moira Turner in 2005, with a recording from her husband John, who wrote the tunes, on fiddle, with Gary Whaley on piano. In the dance, one set, cross down, and cast left, then turn first corners right into half a spoke, then turn third corner right hand, reels of three across to face second corners, to turn them half spoke, and turn fourth corners.
Thank you.
tunes by John Turner were Irish in the Rain, A Jig for Cheryl and Charlie, and Mr. and Mrs. Barwick, Woolwine. The New Irish Rover by Anselm Lignow classes as a four-couple version of the three-couple classic Irish Rover, and so we can dance it to an encore recording. That was the Lothian Scottish Dance Band on the LP Something to Celebrate, with the four traditional tunes, The Irish Rover, John Peel, Let Him Go, Let Him Tarry, and Maggie. We couldn't really have a whole programme of Irish connections without City of Belfast. The dance by Lucy Mulholland was the winner in the competition for Belfast Branch's Diamond Jubilee, for which Marian Anderson wrote the original tune. Thank you. The middle tune in Marion's recording for City of Belfast is my favourite Strathspey tune, Lament for the Death of the Reverend Archie Beaton by John Mason. Our last jig is another by John Mitchell, quite old-fashioned in style, as only the ones really do much. The dance is Old Ireland, and one set, turn right one and a half and cast off one place, then repeat but turning left hand. From third place, one set, dance up through the top, cast off and cross left hand to face first corners. Corner partner, corner partner. This recording is actually for Hogmanay Jig from Andrew Rankin, but has Old Ireland as the second tune. Hogmanay Jig by Andrew Rankin, Old Ireland and Harvest Time, a traditional, and The Weaver and His Wife by Andrew Rankin, from the 1971 LP Scottish Country Dance Favourites, Volume 1. And the best-known dance to finish, The Irish Rover, for which there are over 24 different recordings. Difficult to choose one, but Nicol McLaren has 8 traditional and well-loved tunes.
Thank you.
Glenn Craig Band played The Irish Rover, The Boys of Wexford, Down the Brae, The Minstrel Boy, Sean South of Gary Owen, Leaving of Liverpool, Laddies Who Fought and Won, and Whiskey in the Jar. We are playing out with Green Isle Waltzes from the pen of Bob McMurtry, and he joins Debbie Benton Grosjean and Andy Imrie on the Devil's Quandary album. The tune names are Willow Tears, Distant Shores of Aira, Bonnie Green Tunic, and Silence of the Selkie. This programme, and thanks for joining me. Thanks as always to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH, and join me again next week for another selection of the Sunday Class Dance. Bye!